That's the worst.
Feedback. We get your feedback. You send us feedback. And then we feedback. You on your feedback. Thank you for feedback. Keep sending feedback. We love your feedback. Feedback. Ready, go.
Brunner came in hot, as I expected, for this topic.
Why? Because he loves sports drinks. Because he plays sports.
As an adult and a runner, the activity that I am most likely to drink Gatorade during or after is mowing the lawn. No clue why, but that's the activity where I'm like, I could go for some Gatorade. And then the best take of all is I forgot about Gatorade gum, which was terrible.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
He sent that.
I thought I forgot about that till after. And I was like, it was like super like sour almost for like 3 seconds
and
nothing.
Yep. Just fruit stripe gum levels of flavor. Then he said, wasn't all sport carbonated?
I don't know.
He said one of them was, and it was horrendous.
I stopped at Eric Dampier.
Oh, funny you should mention Eric Dampier, Ryan. Brunner goes on, here's my rabbit hole pitch for the next ESPN 30 for 30 documentary. Fizzy sugar water. The Eric Dampier / all sport story. Starts with parallel stories highlighting Dampier's college days and all sports development, looking to piggyback off Gatorade. Then moves to their intersection post-draft, with all sport trying to get a top prospect from the draft to be their spokesperson. Iverson, Camby, they thought they'd lock up Marbury, but it fell apart last minute. Kittles, and eventually they found a pairing with Dampier. Then Dampier's career starts, and he's doing okay with the Pacers, averaging 5.1 points per game, but he isn't what he was in college. The team suspects it could be all sport. A former Pacers trainer has a cameo where they attest to it. But he is fiercely loyal to all sport and would only drink that. But he felt like crap. Too much sugar. Carbonation always had him feeling bloated and winded. Ends up getting traded to Golden State. And he's at a low, just settling in at 7 to 8 points per game. A mediocre player for years, still fiercely loyal to all sport. No one can break the commitment. Then in 2001, Pepsi sells all sport to Monarch Beverage, and Dampier is freed from his sugary fizzy captor. No longer the spokesperson, he transitions back to more healthy beverage practices. He has his career high game in 02 and peaks in the 03-04 season, where he has career highs in points and rebounds at 12. He is on screen lamenting what could have been if all those earlier years hadn't been wasted because of all sport. 30-30 reps with snippets from the seasons after, as he went on to bounce around and play for a few more teams until 2012, but never topped that 03-04 season. Also, the snippets play text overlay shares how all sport ownership bounced around from Big Red to Keurig to Gel Cert, but never had another NBA spokesperson. And rap, that's a 30 for 30.
Yeah, they tried to get in the sports drink game.
Just full pitch for Dampier all sport documentary.
I'll take it.
Right?
Also a classic Brett Vaughn, too much carbonation.
Too much carbonation.
Ed Long came in, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, brothers. As a man who drinks an unholy amount of Propel, which we didn't get into Propel. You said it just like as a tack on. It's just like flavored water.
Yep.
But propels you, I guess. I was hanging on every word of your sports drink discussion. As a matter of fact, I just glanced at my Propel bottle while writing this message and saw that it is packed with, quote, Gatorade electrolytes, unquote. So not just random ones, like extra Gatorade ones.
Right.
No wonder I feel so smart, athletic, and handsome. There is, however, something worse than electrolytes in the sports drink world. We used to sell Gatorade at our 12 BR supply locations in the coolers by our front counters. Unfortunately, we had to switch to Powerade because multiple customers who are University of Tennessee volunteer football fans complained that they would not drink anything that started with and is traditionally related to the Florida Gator football program. That is the worst.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Thank you. That is pretty rough. One I thought of, too, was...
They're built different down there in the SEC, man.
I thought of this one the other day. Just calling all sports drinks Gatorade?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like calling all video games Nintendo?
Right. Yeah, that's good.
There's a little Easter egg in here, Ed's story, when he says, "No wonder I feel so smart, athletic, and handsome." He once said that to a girl who saw that he made Dean's List.
Mm-hmm.
He said, quote, "Yep, smart, athletic, and good looking. I got it all, baby."
Wow. Should have grabbed his calf.
I got it all, baby. So, that's just an insider scoop.
Nice. Jay Price got in quick. Just two. He sent a link for sports beans, which
that
was basically, yeah, Jelly Belly's putting out like sports beans, which are only just another bean, and extreme sport beans.
One powerful bean.
Right, and it's got like some chick running with a bag
of those
quick
flavors.
Energy beans. Oh, and here's carbohydrates to fuel your body, electrolytes, classic.
Yep.
Then just vitamins, and then
a chart that says
it gives you.
Yeah, I see it.
Performing better than drinks or gels.
Or, oh, way better than water.
Yeah. Wild.
What are the flavors?
I don't know.
I think they're just regular.
They just take the beans and put them in a different bag, I would assume. He goes on. Also, you can buy Gatorade in cans. Really taking it outside the realm of doing sports. Cans aren't for the sidelines. Don't need a bunch of open Gatorade cans attracting bees in the dugout.
It's full of bees. Nice.
Thank you.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Unless you got some other secrets.
No, that's it for me.
Then,
well, we got actually at work. Ted was like, "Good episode." He didn't really have much, but he told this other guy at work what the episode was about, and he's like, "Ah, did you guys talk about my C4?" And I'm like, "No." Why not? Because it's not a sports drink.
It's an energy drink.
It's an energy drink.
Which was an argument that
we had. Do you drink it during sports? No? Okay.
They do now. That's the thing. Not during. That's all pre-stuff.
Yeah.
To get you wired. We actually had that argument before this episode. You're like, I don't know if I can do it without energy drinks.
I could have done it, but I think there's even more content for energy drinks than sports
drinks.
That's
right. It should be. It's its own episode.
And so it shall be.
Feedback. It was your feedback. You sent us feedback. That we feedback. You want your feedback. Thank you for feedback. Keep sending feedback. We love your feedback.
Don't be the worst.